Good morning, brethren, and hope everybody's enjoying the Sabbath, even though we got a little bit of rain. But anyway, we'll make it through that, I'm sure. It's good to see everybody again, and especially our guests. We certainly do welcome them very much so. I want to talk today very briefly, again, as sermonettes are. They tend to be very brief, but hopefully we can get to the point and make the point. I want to talk today about a scripture. I'm not even going to turn there, but it is found in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and is verse 24. I won't turn there, but I'll quote it to you, brethren. It simply goes like this. He who has friends, and then the latter part of it is, must show himself friendly. Now, with that in mind, we have lots of friends. I don't know if you've noticed. You come here to Sabbath service, you got your friends. But you're going to the Feast of Tabernacles, and you're going to see a lot more friends. I don't know whether you go to Jamaica. Some brethren here are going to Jamaica. They're going to see lots of friends down there. We're going to Rockland. And to my count, I guess most recently, it's something like 287 people that are going to be at Rockland. Lots of friends. Lots of friends. And God tells us that we, brethren, have to keep that feast and to keep it with our friends. There's a purpose to it. There's a purpose to getting together and to observing the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a type of the soon coming kingdom of God. What a delight that is. And it really can be, when we really understand the purpose and the meaning of that feast. And I don't have time, of course, to go through that, but I want to go through a couple of points here to help you rejoice with your friends at the soon coming Feast of Tabernacles, again, which types the kingdom of God. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. Now, brethren, God knows how to rejoice. And he's telling us how to do it too. And there's a couple elements there. Because a lot of people in this world, they think, well, you become religion, you follow the Bible, and you become a teetotaler. Well, there is another story to that, isn't there? Because God tells us in verse 26 of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, let's read this. Because he's saying here, we take our second tithe, go to the feast, and we get together with our friends, and what do? Sit around and drink tea, right? No. No, he tells us in moderation here, verse 26, you shall bestow your money for whatsoever your soul desires. For whatsoever your soul desires. You're a soul, brethren. You are a soul. You don't have one. You are one. And whatsoever you desire, because really, brethren, we work hard throughout the year, and sometimes we go without because we just don't have the funds. But then we save festival tithes so that we can go keep the feast with our friends. And it says here, you can take that money and rejoice and do whatever your soul desires in a right way, whether it's oxen or a steak or nice food or for sheep. Maybe some people like lamb. My wife likes lamb. And again here, it says, or for wine, some of the finest wine, brethren. Now that's the whole point. God says, in moderation, we can rejoice. Wine can be good. You know Jesus Christ drank wine on numerous occasions. And he sets the example for the rest of us, for the church. But not overdoing it, being balanced, of course. It says, or for strong drink, and I guess, you know, and it, that can be translated liqueurs, some fine liqueurs. You can have some of that and rejoice. Now, we're going to be staying at some very nice places at the feast, some very nice accommodations, and we're going to have the opportunity to have some of our brethren over to rejoice with them and perhaps share with them an evening, perhaps, get-togethers with our brethren in the rooms and so on and so forth. Maybe staying up a little bit too long, but we don't want to overdo it. And again, it says, whatsoever your soul desires, you shall eat there before the Eternal, your God, And here's a command, brethren. Here's what he's telling you and me to do. He says, you shall rejoice. You shall rejoice. And brethren, that's part of what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about. He tells us to rejoice because it's a type of the kingdom of God of the world tomorrow. What a blessing, brethren, that really and truly is. Now, really, when you understand it, we are not going there as just a group of people sort of cobbled together as a group of human beings. You know, we just decide we're going to go and have a religion, go get together and do our own thing, and so on and so forth. Actually, we're going up to go where God has placed his name. And in essence, Jesus Christ is there in spirit. And so we're going to go and meet together with his people and, of course, rejoice knowing that Christ is there in spirit. Let's go to Luke, the 22nd chapter, Luke 22. And let's see, ultimately, we are doing something that is picturing something that is going to happen in the future. Now, he's not there literally, but at a certain point in time, he will be, brethren. He's going to do something with us literally. In the future, the kingdom of God is absolutely going to take place, and we will rejoice with the King of Kings, literally. So we are doing it in his absence, I guess, literally, in the intervening time. But there is coming a time, brethren, where he's actually going to be back there with us. And look at what he says in Luke 22, verse 18. He says, when the kingdom of God is here on earth, he says, verse 18, I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, and of course he's talking about wine, until the kingdom of God shall come. Brethren, it's going to come. There's going to be tremendous rejoicing. And the intervening time, we celebrate it looking forward to a great and a wonderful time of rejoicing. It's going to be fantastic beyond our wildest dreams, brethren. We are going to be rejoicing with our friends throughout all eternity, and that's what it is typical of. Now let's go back to Matthew, the 12th chapter. Matthew 12. You know, I remember, it's kind of nice to get together with people of the same mind. We have families, brethren. We have families in the world. You grew up, you had a family, your mother, father, and siblings, and so on, and you love them very much. And I'm sure everybody agonizes over the fact that they don't know the truth yet. But again, there is sort of a difference. There's a wall of separation somehow. We just can't quite relate to them in the way that we can relate with the brethren and the family that God has given to us at this particular time. And so, brethren, we do have an opportunity to sit down with our spiritual family and to rejoice at the feast. Now, you can talk all day long and all night long with somebody who is of the same mind as you, and it's a blessing. I remember years ago, a minister said that he visualized the kingdom of God something like this. We're all going to sit down in the kingdom of God and have a long talk or discussion and to find out all the answers that we've been curious about. And it's going to be fascinating, brethren. Well, we do a little bit of that at the Feast of Tabernacles, and we rejoice with our friends. But notice what Jesus Christ said about who his friends are in this current age, in this current time period. Because he does have friends and he does have family. Let's take a look at Matthew, the 12th chapter. And it says here in verse 46, Christ was in a certain place, and outside there was a congregation, there was a throng of people that were thronging him, as was common during his ministry. And I think really you couldn't put a piece of paper between to try to, you know, break into, get close to him. It was very difficult. And so, you know, he was always thronged because people were enthralled with what he was talking and saying and talking about. But verse 46, it says, while he talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers, or his brothers and sisters, actually he had four brothers and two sisters at least, he may have had more, we don't know, stood outside, they wanted to speak with him. Now, he was making a point here, brethren, because he was talking about family. Who is your family? He said here, verse 47, one said to him, "Behold, my mother and my brethren stand without, desiring to speak with you." And verse 48, he answered and said to them, "Who is my mother? Who are my brethren?" Who are they? He was saying, who is my family? Brethren, in the greater sense, his spirit-begotten people, the church, his church, are really and truly on a level that transcends the human level. They are family. They are family in the greatest sense of the word. And that's what we're going to do, brethren. We're going to spend some time with family. We're going to rejoice with family. We're going to celebrate a wonderful feast that's coming up. Let's read in closing a couple more verses here, brethren, as we go forward with this. Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Verse 49, he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers, my brethren." And he was saying, people who basically believe the same thing as me right now, that's my family. Right now, of course, the whole world is going to be God's family ultimately when they have an opportunity to know the truth. But let's read verse 50 again. It says here, "For whosoever who will do the will of my Father," brethren, you're called to go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. That is doing the will of our Father, and we're obeying him. That's what we're doing in essence by doing that. And brethren, there's a tremendous blessing that comes from that. We're going to rejoice before God. We're going to celebrate the kingdom of God that's going to be established. It is going to be marvelous. Brethren, put your whole heart into it. Because he says, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Brethren, rejoice with your brethren. Have a great feast. Do all the things that Christ would do if he were here with us, because he's going to come back and he's going to be with us in not too long a period of time. So, brethren, let's go up and rejoice before the eternal our God.